Webster Thayer is asked six, seven times for a new trial, and different pieces of evidence are put before him. There's a prisoner who sends a message from prison that he was part of a gang that committed the robbery and murder in South Braintree. Well, who knows? Is this true? It might be enough to at least look into it. But the Webster Thayer, the judge, does not want to look into it, and so he turns down these things again and again. And the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts goes along with Thayer on all of this, because they never examined the facts of the case. And, you know, this is a very common thing with courts of appeals and so on. Sorry, we can't examine the facts of the case. You know, we only have to rule on these matters of law, and on these matters of law, you don't have a right to a new trial. So you have these exasperating decisions that come down from courts in which somebody's life is at stake. And they say, well, sorry, we know somebody's life is at stake, but we really can't look over the evidence. That's not our job. The Supreme Court, they try to get the Supreme Court of the United States to stay the execution. They try to get Oliver Wendell Holmes. You know, all it takes is one justice of the Supreme Court to stay an execution. This was done for a while in the Rosenberg case. Holmes would not stay the execution. I mean, Holmes is, in any case, one of the most overrated judges in, you know, Supreme Court history, as far as, you know, liberalism and civil liberties and all of that. And it was Holmes who wrote the unanimous decision that sent Eugene Debs to jail. It was Holmes who wrote the, you know, unanimous decision affirming the constitutionality of the Espionage Act. I don't want to get started on Holmes. But the point is, as they say, they had their day in court. This is what people say. They say, what are you complaining about? They had their day in court. All the procedures were followed. They had a trial, they had appeals, they went to the, you know, it went from one court to another, and they went to the governor. The governor appointed a committee of three distinguished people. Well, people the governor considered distinguished. Who would report to him. You know, this is what executives do from time to time. Take the onus off themselves. Let's set up a committee of three important citizens and let them advise me, and then, you know, I don't have to take the whole blame. And so, I mean, how more distinguished a committee can you set up? You pick the president of Harvard University, the president of MIT, and a retired judge. You might say a cross-section of the community. They go over all the stuff, and they come to the conclusion that Sacco and Vanzetti, you know, do not deserve a new trial.